this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Always a pleasure to talk 4-H with one of our 4-H educators here in Fairfield County. Leslie Cooksey is with us today. So are you in the holiday mood, Leslie? Christmas? How's that going for you?
Oh, I'm trying to. At least on a personal note. But when it comes to 4-H things, this is the time of year. I often say 'tis the season for older youth opportunities, and we're in the award form stage of our 4-H year. So we're hoping that all of our 4-H youth, whether they just completed their first year or they are moving into their final year in 4-H, are working on their 4-H award forms, which will be due on January 8th.
Okay, so help our listeners understand, because we just got through the fair. We completed project books. We completed our market animal projects and still projects in the summer and lots of other projects. And now, here you come. You want me to do another form. Why? Why do I need to do another form? And what's the purpose of that form, Leslie?
Well, as we have encouraged our 4-H members in the county to either work on their junior achievement form or the Ohio 4-H achievement form, we are hoping that they are putting together their 4-H career resume.
Okay.
And although they might not see the point in it just now, we hope that at the end of their 4-H career, it will benefit them immensely, not only with trips and other opportunities available at the county level, and perhaps state and national levels, but we want them to be successful with college applications and scholarships because of their great experiences that they've had in the 4-H program. And by, in order to get to that point, tracking those records each year of their membership is important so that you're not overwhelmed with it in those years that you're a senior and you're trying to get all these applications done. So we want to get people started now. And as a past 4-H member who still has a paper copy of my Ohio Achievement Form that I completed on a typewriter, it's kind of nice to have those memories of when you were in 4-H even years later as an alumni.
Well, I think the point you bring out that I think maybe it feels like another form, another requirement, another something to do. This truly is when we talk about developing that next generation of leaders. This form is what sets them up for any kind of a job application, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. I have heard from many 4-H members that the bits and pieces that go into their 4-H achievement record have helped them prepare applications for scholarships, for college, for other special awards in all areas of their life. And all they have to do is pick it right out of their achievement form, copy and paste it, and it's nearly ready to go.
Perfect.
The achievement form has not only is it capturing, you know, everything they've done in 4-H, it asks them about their non-4-H experiences, and it also has them write a short essay. And a lot of times what we see in those 4-H stories are the same amount of text that they need for different award forms and scholarship forms. And we know, you and I both know, that when folks are hiring or choosing people for different awards, 4-H rises to the top in a lot of cases. So we want to set people up for that success.
You know, I've had the opportunity to talk with a couple employers here in the county, and we featured them on the farm show, as a matter of fact. And they keep saying, I will look at a form or a job application if they've been in 4-H or FFA quicker than I will anything else, because I kind of have that feeling that those kids know how to work and they know how to get things done. And that they have that commitment. And I think that speaks very highly of the form. So tell us, you keep talking junior achievement and then the Ohio achievement. Give us the ages where we can start with these forms, Leslie.
Okay. So I'll start with the Ohio 4-H achievement record. And this is for our 4-H members who are ages 14 and up as of January 1st. They do have to plan to be in 4-H yet going into 2021, and this is actually a statewide form. We use it for County Merit Awards. So that is recognizing youth who have taken different project areas like beef, clothing and textiles, goats, and so on and so forth. We also use our Ohio 4-H Achievement Record to do county trip scholarship selection, as well as anyone who wants county 4-H scholarship consideration, they have to turn in the Ohio 4-H Achievement Record. And it is an overview of all their project work, the different things they've participated in 4-H, their 4-H honors, their community service and citizenship. They also share any 4-H leadership that they may have where they are educating or promoting the 4-H program, any office or committee positions. Like I mentioned earlier, they also can share their non-4-H experiences, which might be through school, church, and the community. Mm-hmm. They write a two-page essay, which they call their 4-H story, and then they submit a picture page. So it is a pretty comprehensive document, but it really showcases what the 4-H members have done in their lifetime of being in the 4-H program.
Yeah. And wouldn't you say once you get the first one under your belt, then you just keep building on that form? It's just your first document. So that's probably where that junior achievement form kind of comes into play, isn't it, Leslie?
Yes. So unique to Fairfield County, our 4-H advisory committee years ago developed a junior achievement form, which looks a little bit different, but identifies different things that 4-H members could be tracking at a young age that they could then carry those forms forward. So when they turn 14, they can basically transfer all that information, everything they've tracked, into their Ohio 4-H achievement record. So we recognize 4-H members who have completed at least 1 year of 4-H, and up through age 13, they fill out the junior achievement form. They don't have to write an essay, but they are doing more of a tracking of, I did this and this these years, here's what I learned in these 4-H projects, here's what my awards are, and they also do a 4-H picture page. And our hope is that they would continue to save each of those documents to make it easier, like I said, when they turn 14 and they have to do, you know, the older youth form, that being the Ohio 4-H Achievement Record.
Mm-hmm. 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 So what's your recommendation if you're maybe you're a 14-year-old and you're getting ready to do that first Ohio Achievement Form? You do offer help. You can be contacted to help these kids with the form. Do you think it's a great idea if you're starting in 4-H and you figure out pretty quickly your path is going to be camp counseling or other opportunities to start a binder to keep track of what you've done?
Yes. You could either keep each of your years of 4-H books in a binder. I would encourage everybody to hold on to their 4-H books, because when you get to filling out this achievement form or your junior achievement form, all you have to do is go back to the front sections of your 4-H project books where it talks about your different project activities, your citizenship and leadership activities. And in most cases, a lot of that just needs to be transferred into your award forms.
Okay.
Another suggestion that I often share with people is to get it in a typable format. So whether you open up a Word document or you open up a Google Doc, just start typing things that you've done and kind of section it out related similarly to the sections that are on the award forms. And that way you have this running list of everything you've done, because especially after you've been in 4-H for 10 years or more, your list of things that you've done has probably gotten pretty lengthy. You might have to pick and choose what you can actually put in the award form. The Ohio 4-H Achievement Form, you cannot add pages, so you might have to pick and choose, but we don't want to lose everything that you've done. So keeping it in a notebook, a three-ring binder, or in a Word document or Google Doc electronically is a great place to start so that you can transfer things over.
Right. And don't you think, too, as you start this Ohio Achievement Form process, as a beginner, your form is not going to look like the 10-year 4-H member, but you have learned a lot. You have learned a lot of great experiences. You've learned a lot about project care. So there's lots of things that as you progress through your 4-H career, things can disappear off your form, but you can still show growth in that form. And isn't that the whole concept behind this, is showing growth in leadership, showing growth in project knowledge, you know, showing growth in community service, all those things that we look toward for a rounded leader for tomorrow.
Right. And, you know, a lot in the, some of the younger members forum, sometimes we see leading the 4-H pledge and the Pledge of Allegiance at meetings. And that's important for beginning 4-H members. But by the time you are a sophomore, junior, senior in high school, the citizenship type activities you should be doing at that age, we'd like to see you have some growth in that area. Right. So, you know, are you leading the flags committee as a camp counselor at camp? Are you organizing a trip to the state house on behalf of your 4-H club? Mm-hmm. So that's just a comparison where we want to see some growth on the forms. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, what we want kids to hopefully strive for with that state 4-H achievement form is becoming a state winner and earning an all-expense-paid trip to National 4-H Congress. Fairfield mm-hmm. County has a great legacy of having state winners.
Right.
Year after year, I have not had a year where I have not had a winner since I have been in my position, and that's a fantastic tradition that we have in the county that we want to keep going with. And this past year, we actually had 7 state winners, and unfortunately, their trip to National 4-H Congress was canceled due to the COVID situation. But we hope that in 2021, we can send some state winners to National 4-H Congress, because that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity mm-hmm. that only 27 youth in Ohio earn each year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me, is 7 a record for the county? Do you happen to know?
Oh, I'm not sure. It is definitely the most since I've been in this position. I've had as many as 6, but 7 has been the highest so far in the last 7 years.
Yeah,
so.
I would think so, too. So if they need help, how do they find you, or how can you help them out, Leslie?
Okay, so we do have all of our award forms, and not just the achievement forms, but also our camp counselor, junior fair board, fashion nutrition board, and other scholarship information available on one area of our website. 4-H members and advisors can go to go.osu.edu/20olderyouth. And pull up that direct link of all that information. I will also be hosting open office hours on Zoom next Tuesday, actually Monday and Tuesday, so the 28th and the 29th of December from 1 to 3. So if you want to call in and drop in and ask questions about award forms, just send me an email so I can send you that Zoom link. But we're here to help you out and figure out what needs to be on your award form, and we'll work through that collection point with all the forms due in January.
Great. And tell us, I know they're due the first part of January. It's still kind of a pivoting situation as how we're going to get them turned in, correct?
Yes, it is.
I'm tired of the word pivot. I want to take that out of my vocabulary. Yeah. So what... They're due, what, January 8th? Is that...
All of our forms are due January 8th. The Fashion and Nutrition Board, Camp Counselor, and Junior Fair Board applications will all be done electronically through an online survey this year. Members need to have 2 references in mind when they go to submit their application, and their references will get a direct link to also complete a survey completing that reference form.
Okay.
The Junior Achievement Forms, the Ohio 4-H Achievement Form, and the County Scholarship Form, we will need a paper copy. And as most of our listeners are aware, our extension office is temporarily closed and will be through early January, and likely not open until after our January 8th deadline. So when you are ready to submit your forms to the extension office in paper copy, reach out to us at 740-653-5419, and we can give you more detailed instructions on where to leave them mm-hmm. in a safe and a secure place, and we'll make sure we get those gathered and collected so we can move forward with our award selections for 2021.
Great. Well, my special guest today, Leslie Cooksey, 4-H educator here in Fairfield County, talking about kind of wrapping up the year, the awards forms that are due. You know, even though 2020 looked different, we are bright-eyed looking for a better 2021. And we want to continue to recognize 4-H youth for their achievements and the Ohio Achievement Form and the Fairfield County Junior Achievement Form is one way to do that. So if you're a 4-H parent and you're listening, you're looking for yet another activity for your 4-H-er at home, this would be a good thing to get started. Leslie, thanks for your time today. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.